Well, the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office got a call from the Eglin Air Force Base tower that a plane that was coming into land at the Destin Airport for coming in for landing had basically gone off the radar. They'd lost radio contact with it around 7:40 p.m. Tuesday evening. So immediately the Destin Coast Guard, the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, and the Florida Fish and Wildlife folks went out in boats, began searching the area in the bay. Destin is a community that's surrounded by water, and you either have to land coming in off Choctahatchee Bay or from the Gulf of Mexico. In less than an hour, the Coast Guard discovered the wreckage of a small single-engine Piper Malibu that had gone down in the bay about 200 yards from shore in about 5 feet of water. Divers from the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office went down and were able to recover three victims that were on that aircraft, all three from Texas.
And have the identities been released yet?
We have preliminarily identified the victims as Gregory Scott Coleman from Cedar Park, Texas, his mother-in-law, Charlene Black Miller of College Station, and another victim, James Patrick Black. We do not have an address available at this time, but it's my understanding he is from Texas as well.
If you can walk through us what the investigation process and the sequence will take.
Well, our agency was involved in what we obviously hoped was going to be a rescue operation that in fact became a recovery operation. But the National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA are en route to Okaloosa County, the Destin area, as we speak, and they will be in charge of investigating the cause of the crash. I can tell you that the plane went down around 7:40 in very heavy fog in the area, but the NTSB and FAA will determine exactly why the plane went down. We had a heavy sea fog that had rolled in around that time frame, so I don't know that was the contributing factor, but it's obviously common sense would tell you it certainly could be. We've been told that the family, they were coming in, the pilot's wife was already here in Destin waiting for them, and that they were coming in to spend Thanksgiving holiday in the Destin area.
How long was air traffic disrupted because of this?
Well, Destin is actually, it's a relatively small a municipal airport that gets primarily, you get business traffic and some tourist traffic in and out, but it most likely there wasn't any long-term impact from that, and due to the weather, there were probably not a lot of flights going in or out.